Perfect. All right. God bless your wonderful hearts. Great to be with you. Great introduction. Because we're going to be talking about God's benefits now. Because when you get born again of God's Spirit, you don't have to wait for His benefits. You are loaded down with all His benefits. Now, there are future eternity benefits that we have to look forward to, yes. But we've got many things that we can incorporate in our life today so that we can truly live the more than abundant life that Jesus Christ promised. Let's go to 1 John. If you would, 1 John chapter 1. God has unloaded some tremendous benefits for us as born-again ones. And we have the opportunity to use those. And I trust by the end of this teaching, you will know perhaps some more benefits that are available to you that you have, and that you will incorporate them more in your life. And there's one that I want to jump into right away, and that's the great benefit of forgiveness. So in 1 John chapter 1, please. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Wow. If we do that, He is faithful. Great songs we sang, huh? God is faithful. And this is such a fantastic verse because as human beings, there's one thing all of us do, some more, some less, and that's make mistakes. We mess up and we need forgiveness. Yeah, everybody, that's me, Lord. Yes. So one of the great benefits being a believer is that God is faithful to forgive us. So if you make a mistake, God is going to forgive you, and you can forgive yourself. But that verse doesn't stop there, does it? What does the rest of that verse say? It says, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, sometimes we might be involved in a situation where we get that forgiveness, but we sure still feel bad about it, right? It's just like emptying a trash can. You know, I've got to empty my trash cans here because they pick up Monday morning. So I got my trash cans out and I stick them in the black can, right, that you stick out for the garbage guy to pick up. But you know what? I've emptied the trash, but it still smells in that can, doesn't it? But you know what God's Word says? When He forgives, but He also what? Cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Isn't that fantastic? Yeah. Wow, so can you feel good about yourself? Yeah, maybe yesterday you did a big boo-boo, all right? You messed up. But you get God's forgiveness, you're forgiven and cleansed from all, not some, all unrighteousness. Man, what a benefit being a believer. Isn't that great? Wow. So we're going to talk about benefits. And Al was sharing about in the post office visiting the benefit tables that were out. And I recently had the opportunity to take advantage of some benefits the government gives to us. I've reached a certain age that I qualify. So I went through the process of calling and listening to a recorded voice for 10 minutes until I could get a person to talk to. And then they said, go on the internet. So I go on the internet and do this and that. And right at the end, I was done. I mean, this thing was just going to be confirmation, ready to click. And I said, now wait a minute. what did I do that last one? So I pushed, I thought I was going back to the previous frame, but what happened is it took me all the way out of it. And I said, oh my God, I got to do this all over again. So I don't know if I'm getting this benefit or not. But that's the government. When you're born again of God's Spirit, when you confess the Lord Jesus Christ, you make Him Lord. He's number one. And believe that God raised Him from the dead, you're saved. You're whole. You receive all the great benefits that God has available to man. And there are a bunch of them, aren't there? Fantastic. And you know what? You don't have to go to the angels and say, hey, I'm a believer now. Could you apply God's righteousness to my account? Can I get a little sanctification here? You know, I qualify. I'm confessed. I'm a born-again believer now. No! We don't talk to any angels. No internet. No sign-up. Just believe in your heart. God raised Him from the dead. You're saved. You receive all the great spiritual realities, right? That this is. But if you don't know what you have, if you don't, you know, go to the tables, the spiritual tables, and find out all the benefits you have as a believer, you don't know. Your ignorance is taken over, and you just don't have, you know, you don't know who you are in Christ. So there's a lot of stuff, and we're going to look at a few of them today. Why don't you go to 2 Peter, if you would. 2 Peter, it's right before John, probably a few pages. 2 Peter chapter 1. Okay. Verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay, so grace and peace is going to be multiplied as a result of what? Through a knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, according as His divine power, God's divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Boy, oh boy, does that cover A to Z there? That covers everything. He has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Wow. So that's why we have God's Word, so that we can learn all our wonderful benefits, all the things that we have in Christ, and how to manifest it, how to live it. Wow. To live the more abundant life. You know, He's called us to glory and virtue. Virtue is excellence. Excellence, okay? We live a life of superiority. Boy, I'm not going to say that word again because I'll probably miss it. So, glory. We live a life of what? Glory. We're just shining out there. Wow. And excellence. All right? Can you feel good about being a born-again believer?
Yeah.
You're living glory and virtue. But you got to know these benefits, don't you? See, that's what's going to really help you walk with that glory and virtue. All right. Whereby are given unto us, verse 4, whereby are given unto us what kind of promises? And I love to play with this because if it said, whereby are given unto us exceeding promises, would you be happy with that? Oh man, yes. But that's not what it says. If it said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great promises, man, you'd really probably be excited. But that's not what it says. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. My goodness. That by these being exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Okay, lustful world out there, isn't it? crazy place, but we don't have to live. Yeah, we're in the world, but we don't have to be of it. We don't have to be so subject to it. We can change our minds and live how we want to according to the promises of God that we have, the great benefits. Whew. Let's go back to 1 Peter. Boy, 1 Peter, we were there, right? We were in 2 Peter. Let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, wow. Verse 18, how is it that we could have these benefits? You know, I think about the opportunity with the government benefits that I will be getting soon, hopefully. You know what? I paid into those babies. Since I got, you know, started working when I was 16, 18 years old, they were taking money out of there so that I could have it when I reached the golden age. So, you know, I deserve this thing because I've put into it. So, that's nice. But what was used to pay for the benefits that we have? All the great, we are righteous. We have the righteousness of God. We're sanctified, redeemed. We have the peace of God. We are sons of God. We have nine manifestations. We have the hope of Christ's return. On and on and on and on and on. What kind of price could be paid to have all those wonderful things? No money on the face of the earth could pay for that. Let's see who did pay for this and how we obtained this. Verse 18, chapter 1, 1 Peter, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold." Man, those are great things to pay for, right? I mean, used to pay currency, gold and silver, but that's not what it took to obtain the promises that we have today. So we weren't redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation, or more accurately, the overthrow of the world, but was manifest in these last times for who? You! The precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ got spilled so that you and I could have these great benefits, that we could be sons of God, that we could have His righteousness, His peace, we could have all of that. Jesus Christ was the Son of God. He was perfect, wasn't He? But He chose to do the will of the Father. He gave His life. I mean, Christ is it, folks. The Lord Jesus Christ is it. That's the focal point. That's what it takes. And it took His spilt blood to obtain these great promises. Wow. Wow.
Praise God.
Yes, yes. See, we value something many times by the price that's paid, right? I have, you know, this little ring, and I lose it all the time. But I don't care because it doesn't cost much. But, you know, my wife's got a pretty ring, and that baby costs some money. And that thing's precious, right? We don't go losing that one. But see, the value of something is recognized by what is paid for it. And so you and I, having the righteousness of God, is not some frivolous payment for that, was it? It was the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you should be very, very thankful that you have all that you have in Christ. So thankful that you want to live the life that God's called us to live, the more abundant life. Let's look at, let's go to chapter 1, 1 Peter. We're going to look at this chapter because this chapter really opens up some things, I think, to help you understand some of these wonderful truths. So, 1 Peter chapter 1, I'm going to start in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. These are some of the great benefits and realities that we have that are ours, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice. Do you greatly rejoice? You know who rejoiced when you got born again? The angels in heaven. Every time somebody gets born again, they have a party. And man, that's what hopefully we can help people get born again so the angels can have more parties. Okay. All right. Where are we at here? Who are kept by the power of God. Kept by the power of God through faith, believing unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein you greatly rejoice through now, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. Do we go through tough times? Yes. Whew, hard, difficult situations we deal with. But you know what? We don't focus on that. We focus on who we are in Christ. Because that's the more valuable things in life, isn't it? Oh, yes. That the trial of your believing, your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth. You know, our believing, rising up, believing who we are in Christ is much more valuable than gold that perisheth. Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ appears, those things that you believed and did for God, you're going to be richly rewarded. Whom having not seen, what did you do? Loved. Can you imagine those guys that they had these order brides? They had, you know, where they would, long time ago, mail order brides. I've got to love something I haven't seen. Would you do that, guys? No. No, thank you. Okay. Having not seen, you loved. Why do you love the Lord Jesus Christ? You haven't seen Him. You haven't seen Him. But you've seen evidence of Him, haven't you? You've seen manifestations of Him. You can read it in the book. You can read all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and how wonderful He is. You can read it in the book of who you are in Christ, can't you? Yes. And as you walk with the Father, you can hear from the Lord Jesus Christ. He can talk to you, you know. God can talk to us. He can talk to us. He's at His right hand. Jesus Christ is making intercession for the saints, it says in Hebrews. That's what He does up there. He does other stuff, but that's a biggie. Because He loves you. Who having not seen, you love. In whom thou know, now you see Him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Christians should be so celebrating every day in glory because of the spiritual realities here. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. They saw some grace, the prophets of old. They saw what we have today. Not everything that we have today, but they saw evidence. You know, there was a mystery involved too, huh? But they saw something and they said, man, those guys are lucky. Those guys are very lucky. Those guys are going to have some great stuff. And you know what? We get the stuff now. We're of those folks. Searching what? Or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was made in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. We're part of that glory that followed. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angel desired to look into. Man, the angels wanted to see the greatness of the mystery and some of the realities that we experience today. Now, this verse 13 is very, very important, very key here. You know, when you share many times God's word, you want to have, you know, let them know what's available, and then you want to call to action. You know, how can I get it? How can I live it? Here is one of those verses. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Have you ever tried to gird up the loins of your mind? Where are the loins? I kind of know where the mind is, but where are the loins in there? This is a figure of speech, isn't it? It's a wonderful figure of speech, girding up the loins of your mind. There's another scripture that uses the same kind of figure of speech in Ephesians, where you gird up the loins of your mind with what? Truth. With truth. The Word of God. You see, the loins are your, like, around your hips. If your loins are hurting, oh man, you can't stand up. Those loins are really the focal point of you standing tall and walking out for God. But if those loins are hurting, you know, wow, that hurts. You know, I can't stand tall. Picture that within your mind now. Get the mind picture. You know, that we want to gird up the loins of our mind. Why? Gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. Now, the word sober here means just have whole thoughts, godly thoughts, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. See, we want to gird up the loins of our mind with God's Word. Renewed mind. Many of you know about the renewed mind, don't you? The key to power, many times, is the renewed mind, is renewing your mind, walking out on who you are in Christ. So, great call to action here. You know what I want you to do this week? Gird up the loins of your mind with the truth of God's Word. Yes, you stand tall. As what? As obedient children, verse 14, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. You know, there's a lot of ignorant Christians out there because they're living the lust of the world today. You know, I get falling back onto that junk myself. But what do? We renew our minds. We ask God, forgive me. What do you think God's going to do when you say, forgive me, Father? Even if you screwed up the whole 50 years of your life, and the next day you say, Father, forgive me for screwing up 50 years. What's God going to do? It's done. He's going to forgive you. And the song, or somebody said something that just blew my mind, because if you were listening to this fellowship, the songs that were sung and the manifestations, a lot of things would be really gelling and clicking here. What's Psalms 103:3? Forget benefits, but it's the one about your healing. Yeah, forgiveth all our iniquities, healeth all our diseases. Wow. You know, verse 13 there talks about he remembers them no more as far as the east is from the west. That forgiveness thing's a heavy, wonderful, beautiful thing. Wow, God's going to just be loving you like it didn't happen because he can't remember it. Right? That's what he says in his word. Is he faithful to his word? Is God faithful to his word? Yes. All right. But as he hath called you is holy, he is, be ye holy in all manner of conversation. The word conversation is your behavior, how you live your life. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work past the time of your sojourning here in reverence and fear and reverence, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. And we read this verse, and this fits so beautiful in the context here, isn't it? But with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. We obey God's truth, right? We're building up, girding up the loins of our mind with truth. We're purifying our souls unto unfeigned love of the brethren. This is the Philadelphia type brotherly love. We love one another. See that you love agape one another with a pure heart fervently. This is one of the things we do in the family. We love one another. We love one another with a pure heart fervently. That's why Mary hugs you so hard. She just loves you fervently. Man. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God that liveth and abideth, how long? Forever. For all flesh is as grass, all the glory of man as the flower of grass. What happens to those things? The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. I want to close with verse 9, chapter 2. I would recommend reading, because the context here, it continues to go on to help you gird up the loins of your mind and some great things here. But verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. These are believers here, you and I, a peculiar people. And it's really a people of acquisition. You've been acquisitioned by God. He bought you with a price. You're not your own, it says in Corinthians. You are bought with a price. You belong to God. You are His kid. Wow. That you should show forth what? Praises of Him. Praises of Him. We have a reason to praise Him day in and day out, 24/7, don't we? Wow. Show forth the praises of Him who hath called you where? Out of darkness into His marvelous light. Isn't that something? Wow. Well, we need to renew our mind and continue to confess who we are in Christ. We declare that we are His sons, and that through the name of Jesus Christ, we command deliverance for ourselves and others in need. Let's live the more abundant life by learning the benefits we have as Christians, and then declare to the world who we are and help others get into this wonderful family of God that we are a part of. Okay? Okay. I'd like to close with prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you very, very, very much that we can know you, that we can know these wonderful benefits. There's so many in here, Father, and they are ours now. We're so grateful for that, that we don't have to wait for them. They're ours now, so that we can apply them to our daily life and live that more abundant life. So thank you, Father, for making all this available. Father, thank you for the wonderful saints here this morning and blessing them real big and taking care of them. And Father, I just, again, thank you for all these great realities we have in your matchless word. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. 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 All right. Bless you, folks.